5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The Consumer Electronics Show is going on in Vegas. I know there was a lot of talk about, I think it was Hyundai, had a new humanoid robot that looked more natural in its movements than anything before, and they were already going to work on cars that it would be able to drive. And
yeah, because Hyundai bought Boston Dynamics a few years ago.
Oh, well, that explains that then. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why do we need to build a robot that'll drive a car?
I'm not sure.
Why wouldn't you just cut out the middleman of the robot and build the car that can drive itself?
Because don't you want a robot chauffeur to get your
chauffeur?
Yeah, to get your luggage out of the back?
Yes, I would like the chauffeur. But then they could get out of the car and do other things for you. So, I mean, that would be cool.
Like, that's what I said.
Yeah, they make you meals and give you handies and stuff like that. Perverts are consumers, too.
Yep, a lot of perverts have a lot of disposable income.
Yeah, a lot of them are the best consumers.
I don't know if this has been something you've been searching for. It's not something we've talked about, but sometimes y'all surprise us. You know that problem where you can't find an electrical pulse-delivering patch for your taint? You know, everybody's always talking about that.
Yeah, I mean, I've been trying to use a battery tender, and it doesn't work the same way.
Well, big news. It is available.
Oh.
And it zaps your taint.
It's like a gooch patch?
A gooch patch.
Wow.
But they call it the Moore patch, M-O-R patch. A guy named Jeff Bennett has been working on an adhesive patch for your taint. You know, the fleshy spot between your anus and your genitals that doesn't hurt to remove and delivers mild electrical pulses. Because it's one thing to get it there and get it to work, but you want to be able to take it off without pulling your colon out.
Well, you don't want it to feel like a Band-Aid on your arm, I'm sure. I mean, especially down there. Yeah, that would be
why?
Great. Why don't you want it to hurt?
No, why would one need that?
I'm glad you asked, Mayla.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, now, Bennett's dream product is coming to market, and it is a solved problem. It's cleared for use by the FDA, and you can order it immediately for the low, low price of $299.
Okay.
That way, your gooch can get the zapping it's been longing for.
Okay.
Now, Maitland, this next paragraph, I believe, has the answer to your question, and to probably a lot of people's questions, right? The Moore patch, M-O-R patch, is for sex. It may surprise you to learn. Of course it is.
Okay, okay. That part I kind of figured.
Now, they have a video.
Okay.
That, you know how they have sort of those gray translucent bodies that they show where the medications work? Like, it gets your blood flowing.
Yeah.
This part and this part.
Sure.
Well, this is that same body.
Okay.
With the brain and the central nervous system meandering down through the spinal cord. And all of the wires seem to attach to your taint, right where you put this thing. So there it is. Oh, the shocks are going up and down. The signals from the brains to the hands making them move. And there goes that big old sex nerve right there.
Okay, there are a lot of nerve endings down there.
What's that? It says that's the patch. You wear it during intercourse.
Okay,
you're going to have to download an app, so Hot Wings is already out. Oh, password?
I don't know. I've become pretty prolific at apps, so I might be on board.
Hey, what's your taint password?
Yeah, or should I say taint ass word?
If I could use one of the apps that I have for controlling lights, this would be perfect.
Oh, my. If this thing is Alexa enabled.
Alexa,
fire my gooch.
Alexa, set gooch to 9.
That would be incredibly handy.
I bet it's going to happen.
Probably.
So you can control it for either partner.
Are these things totally wireless, or are you connected by a dongle?
No, it's Bluetooth, man.
Okay.
Bluetooth. Comes with all the adapters you'll need.
Okay.
It increases stimulation. and slows nerve transmission.
So
I think it would prolong the feelings make them more vibrant.
Yeah, from
what I know, I know I like it, but I think a lot of people really like the feeling they're describing.
Mm-hmm.
That one that lasts not that long, but you always think that could go more.
Man, look at those electrical shocks.
Going right up to your brain. Your nerves are working overtime. Targeted electrical pulses. Yes, I'm looking at more right now. Smart activation. The patch is applied to the perineal area. That's the gooch. Little boost mixes up the messages between the brain and muscles in a friendly way, it says.
Friendly.
You might notice a slight brief tingling feeling when you start using it, but don't worry. It won't stop you from feeling good or getting close to your partner. Moore doesn't need that prescription, like you said.
The FDA approval is for safety. It does not validate any claims that would help with any dysfunction.
Okay.
So it's
or that
too-
any of their claims have been clinically validated.
It's to control when the ending time occurs.
Yeah, and it helps you.
Like
it helps you control it,
and then also helps to make it more vibrant when it happens.
Oh, I gotta try this thing.
I was just gonna say, I started out this segment thinking this is dumb, and now I'm like, I don't know, $2.99. That's a lot, but I bet it comes down.
Here's the thing, though.
Yeah,
these are single use.
Oh,
so now the starter kit comes with 6 patches, but each one is single use.
You don't have to buy the machinery every time.
No. Yeah, that's true. You're right. You're right. The patch refill kit, which also has 6, is $90. So
what
machinery
is there? I thought it was just a patch that connected to your iPhone.
What's
there, like a docking station?
All of my insults. That I have made.
The starter kit comes with 6 single-use patches, 1 reusable pulse generator. So I guess, you can use that over and over again. That's the one you'd put on the charger, I guess. 1 charger and cable, and 1 storage pouch. You're paying a lot for a pouch and a charger and a cable. What you really need is the reusable pulse generator.
So the pulse generator, that probably sticks to the patch, and then you stick all of the above?
Correct.
On your gooch?
Yes. Correct. Okay. Yeah, so that would be on the non-contact side.
Question. While you're on this, Hot Wings,
Do
they have different sizes for the gooch expansive or the gooch minimalist?
Oh, that's a good point.
It doesn't appear so. It appears that one size fits all as it comes to the gooch starter kit.
Does anyone have any belief as to their own gooch as it relates to the size of other gooches?
I think I have a standard gooch.
Yeah, I think
everybody would think that, right?
Generally speaking, I would think it would be more like height-based and stuff. It would probably be about the same for most people.
What if we got one free and Tommy had to screen phone calls while wearing it and Hot Wings controlled it?
I actually would be down for that.
I both like that and want to barf over that.
Well, there's 6 patches for a reason. No, it's for the Free Beer and Hot Wings show.
One for each.
Everybody gets one.
Yeah, can we all wear them at the same time?
And then we each get... No, we'd need 6 of those vibrating...
Every time someone signs up for a fancy idiot account, it just sends a random shock to one person in the room.
Oh my God, we generate so much money.
And happiness.
So
I've been so close for so long this morning.
I've never been to CES, but from what I've seen, you always see videos of people doing presentations, and they're showing like the new widget that can control something in your car or whatever. Yeah. Do they have someone on stage who's demoing the gooch patch?
They might not get the big stage. They might just have their little booth.
Yeah, Boston Dynamics has the big stage, and then the gooch patch has like the Country Fresh side stage.
Yeah, now they do have
the Sam's Club table.
Maybe tomorrow we'll discuss the products that won the best of CES for this year.
I assume
like,
it's that.
They're by category. So
yeah,
like
we just
best
did.
Age tech. One of them is Tombot Jenny. It's one of those robot dogs that olds can pet so they don't know they're alone.
Oh, man. Okay, so is it more realistic than ever?
But it looks like she's petting the dog from Dumb and Dumber, the vehicle.
Like the sheepdog van?
That's what it looks like. I can't make the picture larger, but look at it. Canine cuts right there.
Oh, they also have a cat version called the Elderly Pussy.
Ooh, you'll get it for grandma, but she'll have to move her cat.
Yeah.